Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on The Grave Talks, on location at the Leibold Mansion, a conversation with owner Joseph Tattner. The Leibold Mansion in Abilene, Kansas, was built on the very grounds where Abilene's founders, Tim and Eliza Hersey, built their stone dugout in 1857. The Hersey dugout, ingeniously incorporated into the mansion's tower, offers a glimpse into the humble beginnings of this historic site. Built in 1880 for banker Conrad Leibold, its halls witnessed a whirlwind of fortune and misfortune. From Leibold's abrupt bankruptcy in 1889 to a revolving door of owners facing financial ruin, this mansion seemed cursed by a cycle of abandonment and decay. Yet amidst the echoes of past residents, the mansion's walls hold more than just secrets. Its striking resemblance to the Adams family home adds a touch of mystery and familiarity. And with it being in Abilene, Kansas, the boyhood home of President Eisenhower, the Leibold Mansion stands as a silent witness to the passage of time in American history. The Leibold Mansion is ready to share its stories with those daring enough to listen. On this episode of The Grave Talks, I toured the Leibold Mansion with owner Joseph Tattner. And when we kicked off my tour, I knew immediately I wouldn't be focusing on any paranormal activity right away. There were plenty of fun things in the mansion that weren't paranormal.
Well, we're going to start you off in the family room, or as I like to call it, this is the Adams family room. There's a thing over there. Cleopatra, the African strangler, please do not feed the plants.
It kind of looks like Little Shop of Horrors there at the window.
Yeah, she had the African strangler, then I added the little Audrey twos. But there's Thing. He's my handyman.
Literally.
Yeah, he's worked his finger to the bone yesterday, so I give him the day off. And this is Bruno. Oh, would you pet his nose? He doesn't know you.
Okay, you just scared the crap out of me. So you just stepped on a fake rug that growled at us.
It's a real rug. give him a pet. Bruno, you okay, buddy? Huh? All right. Good boy. Good boy. Don't worry about Bruno. He's just a big pussy cat. And this is surveillance.
Literally, we're looking at a knight in shining armor that has... looks kind of like laser lights coming out of...
And his brother is Sir Prize. Their brother was in the Steelworkers Union. They're both into heavy metal. This is my grandfather clock.
It's literally a grandfather clock.
And this is my grandfather.
A skeleton, yes.
Yes, and this is my little Adams family wall. The house originally, this whole land... was nothing but that little creek out there, which is full of mud, so they call it Mud Creek. And in 1856, Timothy Hersey moved here, and he built two log cabins, and the Cheyenne Indians burned both of them down. So he dug out of the ground a dugout, and he lived there, and he had a grass roof so the Indians couldn't burn it down, and his wife Elizabeth came and joined him, and they had a baby. The first Kansas settler baby in this whole area was born in that dugout. And that dugout is right underneath where you came in the front door. It's been incorporated into this house.
Oh, that's interesting.
And they started a stagecoach stop, and it got very popular because Mrs. Hersey was a good cook, and she didn't like living in Mud Creek, so she renamed the area Abilene. Luke chapter 3, verse 1 in the Bible, there's like three names of old towns in the Bible, and she chose the one you could actually pronounce, which is good, and spell. So more and more people started staying here. The town kind of grew, and then they left. That's all they did. They named it and moved. He did end up building a log cabin above the dugout, and that became the basement. But then he moved on, and he founded Solomon, and he just kind of kept on going. Well, in 1865, Conrad Liebold came here, and he was a banker out of Ohio, and he incorporated the town properly with all the proper legal documentations, the maps, the plats of land. He had $5,000 in a doctor's bag that he used to create the bank here. He was the banker. He was the mayor twice, Dickinson County treasurer once, and a state assemblyman. And in 1880, he built this mansion right on top of the dugout because he got sick and tired of everybody calling the Herseys the founders of Abilene because in his mind, they didn't do anything. And they really didn't.
They just named it and left,
you know. So he built this right on top of the dugout to appropriate the history for himself, dug the rest of the basement out around it. He built it in 1880 and went bankrupt in 1889. And it sat empty for a while. And then from 1929 to 1939, C.L. Brown bought it. He was the owner of United Telecommunications Corporation, which later became Sprint.
Oh, okay.
And he did all sorts of good things for his people. There's a C.L. Brown retirement home. He built homes for his people. He forced them. Anybody who worked for him had to have save 10% of their money. He had pension plans back then. And from 29 to 39... he divided this all up into apartments. He destroyed the internal architecture. And this became a girls' club because men and women didn't cohabitate back then in a public area. So single female telephone operators that didn't have a place to live could come live here for free. There were up to 28 of them at any one time. And then from 39 to 49, he converted it into a little boy's orphanage. So it was a young man's orphanage. And they had a classroom up in the attic, and that chalkboard from 1939 is still up there.
Now, the house that we see today, is this pretty much the original house?
The structure of the house, the walls and everything, the actual architecture of the house is the same. The stone and the tower and all that stuff. In 1975, this was pretty much a slum. It was ready for the bulldozer, and a lady named Merle Vaholtz bought it, V-A-H-S-H-O-L-T-Z, and I have since become very good friends with her son and daughter. Her daughter's visited a couple of times. It was so bad, she literally shoveled 7 large garbage bags of bird poop out of the tower.
Bird poop?
Bird poop.
Just bird poop.
Just bird poop.
Oh, my
gosh. Well, I'm sure there was other poop, but it was bird poop. And then she had 7 different dump trucks come and take debris out of here. She got rid of the extra walls that were put in to divide this up into apartments.
Oh, okay.
She restored all of the plaster walls. She put in new wallpaper, different wallpaper. I'll get to that in a second. And she restored the house and started giving tours. Well, when she passed away in 2000, none of her family members wanted it, so they sold it to two Victorian restoration experts, Gary Ushak and Larkin Mayo, usually just referred to as the boys. And they specialized in taking old Victorian wallpaper patterns and printing them on vinyl sheets.
So is that what we see
that
today?
That is what we see everywhere. This is their, they sold thousands of rolls of this stuff. This was their passion. This was their art. And this will never disintegrate. It'll never fade. It'll never degrade. It's very easy to clean. There are $750,000 worth of wallpaper in this house, and I got it for less than half. And what you see up there is not just wallpaper. This is a wallpaper quilt. This is art. Every piece hand cut with a razor blade and a straight edge into geometric shapes, overlapped, put up over each other throughout the whole. It took them 2 weeks on a scaffold on their back, like Michelangelo, putting this up piece by piece, and it is absolutely perfect. So one thing I tell everybody who comes here, whenever you walk into a room, look up. Yeah. This is their art. They sold their services as well. The Victorians would never have something this elaborate, but they sold their work to all sorts of millionaires and billionaires all around the world doing this kind of artwork.
It's impressive.
Oh, it's amazingly impressive. Like I said, $750,000, and the house was a foreclosure when I got it. The previous owner, the last owner before he came here, was, unfortunately, she bought it. Her father died, left her the farm, and she literally sold the family farm, moved in here with her husband and his daughter, and then went back on meth. She was foreclosed upon. She was evicted. She was kicked out, but she broke back in, and she stole. Now, she already had the furniture because that was hers, but she stole everything else. She put this 1905 German piano in the back of a pickup truck, drove it to the storage shed and dumped it on its side. That's where they found it. Her biker buddies went wow. back and forth with their big pickup trucks over that walkway, over the walkway, which is why how it got all busted up. You can see there's a couple of places where I've had it repaired where it was really bad, but eventually, because that's the original walkway and the original coloring, eventually, I want to redo that whole thing, but I'm going to need a lot more donations for that because that ain't going to be cheap. But right. I do want to restore that the way that it was. And she stole every door. Notice there's still a door missing over there. Every chandelier. The ceiling medallions up above were put in by the wallpaper guys, but she stole all of those. There's a clawfoot tub, the largest clawfoot tub ever made available back in 1880, and she stole that. We got it back. She put a video on her Facebook page saying, and it's still there. If you do a search for Liebold Mansion on Facebook, you can find this. There's a video of her showing all the stolen property outside of her storage shed saying, come on down this weekend. It's all from the Liebold Mansion. I have to get out of town. I'm moving out of state. Have to sell everything. Come on down. And of course, the sheriffs went down and confiscated everything that they could find that was legitimately belonged to the mansion. We didn't get everything back, but we did get the vast majority. Wow. So all of these beautiful chandeliers that you see, by the way, these were gas, the original gas chandeliers. You see this? This is the tab where you would turn on and off yeah. the gas. And then when electricity came in, they turned the gas off here and wired everything up. So we're really glad to get all that stuff back. So it is structurally, Merle restored it back to the same state that it was when Liebold had it. So we will wander on over here. You good? Be good right now? Be good kitty. Atta boy. Oh, and by the way, when I bought this house, I was living in Virginia. I work as a technical writer and a business writer. I write proposals and documents and stuff like that. I was living in a condo in Virginia, and I was looking for mansions, and I saw the Addams Family cartoon movie, the second one with my daughter, and I said, that's what I want a house looks like that. So I did a Google search, Addams Family Mansion for sale, and this popped up. And it was a foreclosure. And when I moved in, my mortgage, I locked it in at a 2.5% interest rate locked. And the mortgage was $70 a month cheaper than what I was paying for rent for a stupid condo. And the condo, literally, I figured this out just recently, it was the size of the living room stacked on top of each other four times because it was a condo. And I had people, you know, sharing a wall on either side and no yard and all this other stuff. So for cheaper money, I got all this.
So do you have or did you have any connections to Abilene?
No.
When you bought? None. So you came to Abilene just for this mansion?
Just for the mansion. And I came here beforehand and met everybody. I did a crime search. I found some beautiful mansions in St. Joe, Missouri, but they didn't have this much room. I mean, they were like part of a neighborhood. Apparently, you had to go into the garage from the alley. There was no place for people to park for events. And the crime rating was a D-. Most of the places I've looked, the crime rating is really bad because the mansions tend to be in the older part of the house of the town.
When you saw the place, I'm assuming if you wanted a mansion that looked like the Addams Family Mansion, if it had ghosts and paranormal activity, that would just kind of go with it, right?
It would. It's like when we go upstairs, you'll hear the floors creaking and the stairs creaking. If you buy a brand new house or a new condo or something and the stairs creak, you would get upset and tell somebody to come back and fix it. Well, here it's just called character.
Yeah.
I have never had any paranormal experience here whatsoever. I like the house. The house likes me. There was a lot. I've got several independent witnesses that did not know each other that knew the previous owner and had spent time here or spent the night here for different reasons. And apparently there was a lot of activity that went on here before I got here. And that's not terribly surprising given who the person was.
Well, and they're taking things out that belong in the house.
Oh, yeah. Then, I mean, I go into it more in the tours simply because you're going to see some of the damage that she did to the house that she was very proud of, by the way. She didn't think it was damaged. But history is good and bad. You cannot ignore. I don't like saying bad things about people, but there are bad people.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot ignore that. And you have to accept the fact that some things happen are really good. Some things are really not. You know, for me, it was actually really good because she lost the house, got out, and here I am.
Right.
You know, but I have seen a lot of people, especially when I do ghost hunts, professional ghost hunts here, and they open it up to the public. K.D. Stafford, his wife is Katie, so it's K.D. Stafford is on a lot of paranormal TV shows like Ghosts of Devil's Perch and other stuff. He also creates ghost hunting equipment to sense different energies and the different spectrums and whatnot. He loves this place. He's a cool guy. He's been here a bunch of times. And I have seen a lot of people have reactions when they go into a certain room or they swear that they contacted their loved ones. One real interesting one, a 19-year-old young lady wanted to come here for her birthday, and she came with her dad and with Stephanie Riley, who owns the McIntyre Villa. And they swear, Stephanie didn't hear it, but the dad and the daughter swear that they heard her mother singing happy birthday to her. And the dad started
crying. Oh,
that just
gave me goosebumps.
And I didn't know the mother was dead. I just thought she was out somewhere. You know, I didn't know. You know, so apparently she had passed away. And they packed up and left and said, that's it. That's more than what they ever hoped for.
And don't you think that, and I know Stephanie, we just did an episode with her recently.
She is a sweetheart.
She is. But that wasn't meant for her. That was only meant for the two of them. So
exactly, because
it was
the mom.
That's really sweet.
And she actually, and I can say this because it's true. I asked her last time she came over with some ghost hunting people. I asked her, I said, so what happened that night? You know, I said, why were you there? Because I didn't know who she was at the time. I found out later when I went to the McIntyre Mansion, that McIntyre
Villa.
Villa, thank you. I'm the mansion, she's the villa. I asked her about that, and she said, oh, I just came along because, I said, were you dating him or something? She goes, oh, no. I just came along because he's a big wussy. That's right. He was afraid of all this other stuff, but his daughter was really into it, so he was indulging his daughter. And after that, you know, I think he became a believer. You know, if I can have people get that kind of a healing or something,
right.
Something, you know, and I've had other people that swear they contacted a dead, deceased loved one, and they were, you know, on the little devices that give you answers and whatnot, you ask a question. Supposedly, things came out that nobody else could possibly have known, that were very, very specific to this one relative. And again, they got closure. They got peace. They got closure.
Wonder what it is about this house that enables people to get that. You don't hear that in a lot of different places.
Well, a lot of it is what you bring with you.
True.
And there is no evil in this house at all. None. And if there was, I would get rid of it. Because I actually studied to be a priest in Rome. And when I moved into this house, I had Father Peter from St. Andrew's Church, which is about a half mile away, come over and bless it. And we didn't know each other because we both actually arrived in Abilene the same week. And so I didn't tell him what the house was. I just gave him my address. And I said, but bring lots of holy water because it's a big house. And he kind of went, yeah, he ran out. But I had extra, so we finished the job. But you can feel this house just feels peaceful. It feels harmony. No one has ever been harmed. People have... A lot of people have claimed to be poked in the butt by a little orphan boy ghost that runs around here. So you will see I'm never behind anybody. I actually saw a couple of times I've seen people go, whoa, what? You know, I'm like, I'm over here. What me? I ain't going near. I'm in front. But it's, you know, playful stuff like that. But I did have one person in the basement that had a scratch appear on her arm. But it wasn't a gouge, or it was just like if you scratch yourself, like, you know, you get a little red stripe down there. And that was it. I mean, that's nothing physical, bad, whatever, you know, nobody's ever been harmed here or anything else like that. Again, it's a very peaceful house. But people do, for whatever reason, seem to be able to contact people. Probably because it is such a peaceful environment.
That must be it, yeah.
Sorry, everybody, the walls don't bleed and, you know, the doors don't open and slam by themselves anymore. They did, but no more. I had several people confirm that the daughter's friend, who was a daughter, they're both named the same name. I don't want to give the daughter's names out. But spent the night here and their bedclothes were ripped, their bed covers, the covers were ripped off the bed in the middle of the night. And everybody that stayed here when the last owner was here was saying that there were doors opening and slamming by themselves all night. And the Merle had a couple of fun little stories, just kind of little playful, funny stories about things that happened. But none of that has happened with me at all. And as you know, cats and animals are very, 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 mm-hmm. very spiritually aware. I lock the kitty cats up when I have a ghost hunt out here so they don't get in the way. But it's just a very nurturing environment. And I think that's, the opposite of what you think of the Amityville Horror House. This is the opposite of a haunted house. This is a more nurturing, loving house. Unless you play with the piano and bang on it wrong, because apparently there's some ghost that likes the piano and she likes it when you play it nicely and not when you don't. My realtor gave me a few stories on that. So now again, they added the ceiling medallions in 2000. This is a reproduction of what was here. What was here was faded and dilapidated. The wallpaper guys covered this up with two layers of wallpaper. This is what they call a Pennsylvania Dutch ceiling. This is stencil work.
Oh.
Somebody tried to repaint it, and they knew you can't. It's all stencils. If you look at it, now it makes sense. And they knew what colors to use, so they recreated exactly what Leibold had in this room. And then a nice family donated when grandma died, all this furniture was in her garage.
Oh, that was in her garage?
The furniture, and she donated those picture frames. This is Brookline furniture, very popular, from the year 1880, the year the house was built. They donated it to the mansion. It just matched the color scheme perfectly. A lot of people donate things to the mansion because they know it's going to have a good home, it's going to be appreciated. And kids today want IKEA. They don't understand the value of this stuff. So rather than let their kids take it and break it or lose it or whatever, you know, they donate it here, which I'm very grateful for.
Yeah.
Because I had nothing when I moved in. I had a couple of couches in there that I brought with me from Virginia.
And how many square feet is the mansion? Do you know?
I just looked it up and I always forget. I think it's over 10,000.
So that's a lot to furnish.
Yes, it's a lot to furnish. It's a lot to clean. I just finished a fundraising event for the Abilene High School Speech and Forensics Club. One of their young ladies named Haley is going to national competition. they needed to raise $1,300 in a month. I raised it for them in a week.
That's fantastic.
So that's the kind of thing I like to do with the power of this house, the power of this, of my recognition, my name recognition here. Because everybody knows me as that guy. That guy that bought the mansion, you know? So, and I do that to help local businesses. I'm very, very big on helping local businesses, and I'm very big on helping the people.
Now, you bought this 3 years ago.
3 years ago, said, June 28th.
Yeah. It was 4 years ago then, almost exactly 4 years ago, COVID was going on,
yes.
And I was stir crazy, and I decided I'd take my dog, load him up in my car, and we'd just drive over to Abilene, home of Dwight D. Eisenhower's boyhood home.
Yep.
Couldn't go in, it's closed down, but I got pictures of my dog in front of it, and there's another mansion, Seeley Mansion.
Yeah, that's owned by Terry T.
Got his picture taken over there. Mm-hmm. I stumbled upon this place. I didn't even know it was here.
This place has sat empty for much
so
of
it,
its life.
So it would have been empty
the
then.
Yes.
It was empty.
Yes. A newlywed couple bought it, tried to turn it into a bed and breakfast, went bankrupt after a year. It sat empty for a year and a half. Before that, a lawyer from California, a defense attorney, bought it from the wallpaper guys, and he was here about 5 years, and his wife hated the country. It was like Green Acres. He loved the country life. She did not. I understand people who saw him. He'd walk around here in just overalls and a t-shirt. She wanted to go back to California, and they claimed that there was some paranormal activity here with that. I don't know if that was just her excuse to get him out, to be honest, or not. But when he left, it sat empty for a year and a half. But luckily for me, when he abandoned the house, the roof leaked. And so in order to sell the house, he had to put in a brand new $50,000 roof. And that's only about 13 years ago. So I never have to worry about a roof leak. I mean, it'll last for another 100 years. Beautiful metal roof on the top and scallop shingles on all the gables everywhere else. Beautiful job. So I got what would be about an $80,000 roof right now if I were to redo it. You know, $750,000 worth of wallpaper. And it has a well on it that works. And somebody in the past put in an old Rainbird sprinkler system that I had refurbished. And so I don't even have to pay to water the lawn during the summer. I pay for the electricity, which is like, 50 cents to water the whole lawn instead of, and the water's free.
I have to think too with the woman, if she wanted out of here so bad, she didn't like it, she's bringing bad energy into the house because she's not happy. Well, of course she's going to have some experiences. Yeah. She's got some bad energy about her.
But see, I wasn't there, so I don't know whether she actually experienced something, if she brought it on herself, or if she was just lying to her husband to get him to get out of here.
Could have been.
But after 5 years of nagging, whatever happened, he left. And almost everybody who's ever owned this house has gone bankrupt. I am the 25th owner in only 143 years.
That's 25th owner.
And Merle was here for 25 years. And it sat empty for about 10 years just over the last, 20-something.
Wow.
You know, so... Yeah, there's a sheet of all the owners that a lady named Nancy over at the Dickinson County Museum over there had put all together with Merle, and they wanted to find out all of the owners, and it's just one after another after another after another. The house has sat empty a whole bunch of times. People have gone bankrupt. People tried selling it to their son or their daughter, and then they lost it. You know, oh, it was. It's had a crazy history. Whereas the Seeley, one family, period, end of story, all the life of that house until Terry got it. And Terry allowed the two sisters that were little girls in 1905 when the house was built to stay in it until they passed away. And so Terry is a great, 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 great man. Very good friend of mine.
And the second person to own that mansion.
And the second person. Wow. And he beat on that door for 5 or 10 years before the ladies would even let him in. You know, and he restored it back to what it was when they had it when they were kids. He allowed them to live there. They finally realized that he wasn't in it for himself. He really wanted it for the history and all that stuff. And so, yeah, Terry does a lot of good things around here. And he recommends people to me, and I recommend people to him.
His is an
actual 501c3 charitable organization. He has actual hours that it's a museum that it's open. I live here, and I open it when people will sometimes stop by, and I'll see them outside. And go, hey, you want to come in? But usually I try to do tours by appointment, or my Facebook page, Leibold Mansion, my website page, leiboldmansion.com, has a direct link to my Facebook page, which I post on Abilene Community Happenings and other stuff, cross-posted. And I update that fairly regularly with stuff that's going on, and I open it up pretty often to people to just come and take a look.
Now, do you do overnight investigations or anything like that?
Yes, I do them privately for people that want to do a private investigation. In fact, I've got one tomorrow for a private group of deaf people.
That's interesting.
And they call themselves paranormal signers. And so they come in and they sign, and it'll be a real quiet night. And I'm very good friends with the one lady that runs it. And they come in and they sign to each other and they do investigations, and they'll be here literally all night. And there are several bedrooms that I allow people to stay in, usually request a donation. I always request an appropriate donation, but I do not charge. I never charge. Partly that is because I don't want to have to follow tons of government rules and everything else like that. It's my house. I allow people in or not.
Right.
And because I live here. I've never had anybody get out of line and cause problems for the other guests. And again, I said, I have the donation jar right over there. I don't even touch it. I don't even look at it. And sometimes people are very generous. And I've had tours for like 8 people and there were $3 in there, you know, because it's all about sharing this beautiful part of history that would have been lost otherwise.
Well, let's look at some more of
it. Well, sure. Each room is decorated in a different era of the house's history.
Oh, I love that.
The doors would be open, the guests would come in, men and women, oh my gosh, at the same time, you know, husbands actually came with their wives. Then they would go in here for dinner, and then after dinner they would come here, then the women would go into that parlor, the men would stay in this parlor, they would close the doors, the men would smoke their cigars and talk about how to fix politics in the world, the women would sip their tea and talk about how to fix the men. And as we know for a fact, neither one of them ever was successful, because we're just as screwed up now as we were back then.
Maybe worse.
Maybe worse.
And that wraps up part one of our conversation and tour of the Leibold Mansion. For more information about the mansion, paranormal investigations, tours, and events, visit their website at leiboldmansion.com. Or find them on Facebook, just search Leibold Mansion. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us at The Grave Talks, thank you for listening.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit aflac.com to learn more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.